We're back with another edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth. I'm your host, Al Waller. Small businesses are vital to employment in America, and according to the Small Business Administration, they account for nearly half of all workers. However, many have a more difficult time offering benefits than larger employers. Catherine Collinson, president of the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, joins us today to discuss retirement benefits, in particular among small businesses.
We recently conducted a survey of more than 6,000 workers across America. The majority of workers are offered retirement benefits by their employers. However, the not-so-great news is we find a big disparity between benefits offered by large employers compared to small employers with fewer than 500 employees. And let me illustrate. 82% of workers of large employers say they're offered benefits compared to just over half of those who work for small employers.
All right, Catherine. Well, so how is this difference in access affecting the retirement savings of workers in small companies?
The research really illustrates the profound impact that access to retirement benefits in the workplace has on people's retirement savings. Large company workers have saved $78,000, that's the estimated median, in all of their household retirement accounts, compared to just $62,000 among small company workers. That is a $14,000 difference. That is a huge gap.
Wow, that's incredible. I never knew that the differences in readiness between large and small company employees was that significant.
It is. If you work for a small business or a large company for that matter and are not offered a retirement plan, talk to your HR department and see if there's any plans in the works. Let them know that it's important. And in the meantime, find ways to save for retirement outside of work, for example, in an individual retirement account or IRA. Of course, if your company offers a plan, be sure to participate in the plan at least enough to take full advantage of an employer matching contribution.
Okay, any tips for employers?
If you're a small business employer and sponsoring a full-blown 401k plan sounds like it might be too much, there's a couple of things to know. One is there's actually a tax credit available for starting a plan to help offset the costs. So it may be less expensive than you might think. There are things like simple IRAs, payroll deducted IRAs that you can offer. Or if you want a 401k plan, but not the full-blown responsibilities as a plan sponsor, you may be able to join what's called a multiple employer plan, either through a trade association or some other type of organization, so that you have the benefits of being part of the plan, but there's other trustees overseeing the entire collective multiple employer plan.
Perfect. Well, thanks as always for this great information and the insights here. That's all the time we have here today on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth. Until the next time, I'm Al Waller on WYPR.